I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Boo, it's October. Ooh, gotcha.
Ah!
Whoa.
Whoa, he said boo.
As content creators, our deal with the pagan gods is to do Halloween spook-themed horror shit here on the Lore Boys podcast.
Every October.
For October.
So we started with Spyro.
Very scary.
The scariest of the PS1 titles.
Yep.
Now we're doing the second scariest of the PS1 titles.
Yep. And we also did Fear in between. Yeah, anyway, it's a Lore Boys podcast.
It's a Lore Boys.
It's a Lore Boys. hey, everybody. My name is Peter O'Donohue, as always, and I will be your host this week. And over by here, with teeth on his nipples,
is Jake. That's some soundcheck tomfoolery you're talking about. My name is James Miller.
If you go to our Patreon, maybe you could download our soundchecks. Maybe that's something we'll do one day if we have a Patreon. Have our soundchecks with all that stuff that we think is unfit for the public, but if you're willing to pay for it, I guess it's okay. And over here,
I'm Ethan. I don't have teeth on my nipples, but I do have a tongue in my butt.
That's...
We get up to some adventures here.
Is it yours?
Yeah.
I think it's a second tongue is what he's talking about.
I guess you could say that, yeah, it is.
Yeah. is anything inside his body really his?
I don't know.
Is anything inside my body really not mine?
How many pieces of someone's body, if you replace them, are they still them?
If you eat somebody, does that mean their body parts are yours now?
That's why cannibalism's legal, because you become legally the owner of the parts as soon as you eat them.
Excuse me, son, are you the guardian of these hands?
Yeah.
Ethan, the cannabis became legal in Canada.
Fuck!
Yeah.
I'm going to jail, man!
It's a gateway drug to cannibalism. so actually, this is our first post-legal in Canada.
Oh yeah, I'm so high.
Podcast.
Man.
So I figured if you wanted to hotbox your room and listen to this one, we're going to talk about something pretty foggy, and it's Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a Jamie level segue right there.
And if you're in the States and you wanted to smoke weed, as long as you're listening to this podcast, you're basically here in Canada with us.
This podcast is technically Canadian territory.
Yeah,
so our podcast qualifies as an embassy.
I think legally speaking, as long as you're within earshot of this podcast, whenever you do the mid or smoke a fat doink,
yep.
Mm-hmm. I think you're clear.
Up a left-handed cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah, Ambassador Peter. So what do we have in store for us today?
Like I said, you want a hotbox room, make it cloudy? We're going to talk about the foggiest series on Earth. It's Silent Hill. We're going to do some Silent Hill. As always, when we remember, Jambo, what is your experience with Silent Hill?
Absolutely zero. I watched a speedrun of the game when I was falling asleep, and I remember someone walking in a foggy room and like picking up one pistol.
Cool.
And that's it.
That's in the cafe, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Ethan?
I know Pyramid Head.
Good.
I know Spooky Nurses.
Yep.
I know you're a photographer.
What?
You have a camera in the first one.
No, you don't.
Am I thinking of something else?
Fatal Frame, maybe?
Maybe.
Oh, Pokesnap.
Pokemon Snap.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I was thinking Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
You're right, yeah.
It's the gas.
I was wondering why Bulbasaur was in... actually, for that matter, I was wondering why Pyramid Head would be in a Silent Hill game and not a Pokemon game.
Yeah, because it's basically the same thing. Yeah, Ghost.
Yeah, Pyramid Head, everyone's favorite starter Pokemon.
Pyramid Head, like your best attack, nipple teeth.
It's just like Professor Oak, and he's got like a table with like three Pokemon, and he has like this cute little lizard and this cute little turtle, and then this man with a pyramid for a head wearing just like a bloody rag
and
over his lower half.
And a huge butcher's knife. Yeah. I personally, the reason I know that you're not a photographer is because I have played Silent Hill 1. Okay. Silent Hill is one of the more famous horror titles to come out of Japan during the PS1 era, along with Resident Evil.
Okay.
And Silent Hill 2, which where Pyramid Head features, is widely considered among the greatest, if not the greatest, horror games of all time. Okay. I have never played it. I have never even seen the box in person. Maybe a Blockbuster. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Video Zone.
There's also something, I'm not sure if it's Silent Hill related, but there's like a standalone thing for PS3 that was like not everyone got it and it got removed from the market.
Silent Hills.
Was it Silent Hills?
Yes.
And it's like you're in one room and you keep revisiting the room and it gets different and different.
More and more centipedes every time, yeah.
If you have a PS3 with this game installed on it, because as soon as you delete it, you can't reinstall it, your PS3 is worth like a lot of money.
Yeah. So this was Silent Hills, which is when Hideo Kojima, we have a Metal Gear episode, go back and listen to that. Director of Metal Gear was to make a Metal Gear.
A Silent Hill.
A Silent Hill game called Silent Hills, starring Norman Reedus and working with Guillermo del Toro. Konami, who was just like, you know what's fucking stupid? Video games. You know who we should fire? One of the most famous people in video games.
One of the most influential people in the entire
So they fired
video
Kojima,
industry.
Canceled Silent Hills, and decided to make a pachinko machine with Pyramid Head in it.
Hell yeah.
That turned out real bad, and now we are presumably getting the complete fucking nonsensical mess that is
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding.
Okay.
What is that game? I'm not excited.
I don't
There's
even know
Babby.
That is.
Babby and Ink Tiger, Man with Mask, It Rains to Make You Old.
What is... Okay, so it's just an upcoming horror game?
Hideo Kojima's making a game that has yet to be revealed as a video game.
As
but,
anything, really.
Really more a string of confusing cutscenes. And everybody thinks it's going to be great, but I am much smarter than that.
Yeah, I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
It's the guy who did Metal Gear Solid, and he got fired from Konami, and it was like this big thing where people were like, why would you fire Kojima? And now he's doing... It's like his new game, and it's been...
5 years?
Yeah.
Like, five E3s, all we've had is 4.5 different complete nonsensical cutscenes.
Yeah, it just, like, every E3, they put out a new cutscene, and it's all... Like, one of them, it was just, like, holding a baby, and they're like, oh, there's a baby in the game.
And there's a bunch of skeletons covered in meat and a tank driving by.
But aren't we all just skeletons covered in meat?
I don't think so.
I am a person, Jamie. I am an individual.
I'm a sea turtle. Actually,
yeah, whatever you want, man.
Yeah,
it is whatever year you're listening to this in.
Yeah, it's today's year.
Yeah, it is today's date. Thank you. I like that one. Just like Resident Evil, to bring it back here, just like Resident Evil, however, Silent Hill managed to spin itself off into complete and utter garbage, which happens to a lot of Japanese games, because they don't
a lot of games
seem to know what to do. Yeah,
a lot of Japanese games, like with a lot of anime, seem to be based off like they'll base an entire game off or a game or anime off one sentence.
Yeah,
like what if there was giants in the world, but they were just human people with
and
no skin
and they big dumb looking. Yeah,
that's it. And then it's like, that sounds fucking amazing.
Where the Wild
Let's
Things Are.
Let's make an entire anime about it.
Yeah. Where the Wild Things Are, done.
Best anime.
Yeah, that's it. Best anime 2016.
And, yeah, well, I guess you're right, though. Like, One Punch Man, you could sum that up in just the title.
Yeah, what if like, everybody was superheroes, and one of them was just, like, a god, but he didn't know that he was...
But he was a loser.
But he was an idiot, yeah. Or what if there was a notebook that if you wrote someone's name in it, they died?
Oh, I love that romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Death Note.
Yeah, I love...
the Death Note book.
Yeah, I love Love Actually.
I'm embarrassed to admit, however, I saw the Silent Hill film before knowing it was a video game. And thought, you know, that movie's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And it stars blonde woman from The Walking Dead as police lady.
Yeah.
I
watched the comic book.
I think I know who you're talking about.
The film itself, Andrea, I want to say.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
She's a cop. The film itself is not too bad. However, it is a fusion of, from what I understand, Silent Hills 2 and 3, because it stars the main character from 3, sort of, and Pyramid Head, who is from 2, and we will learn why the monsters are specific to the people.
Okay. What's the structure of today? Like, what are we hoping to cover?
Well, we're going
to
cover the main character,
okay,
which is the town itself.
Okay.
Because the playable character changes all the time. We are going to talk about Silent Hill, the town.
Is it like Resident Evil, where, like, the main character changes, but they have, like, recurring characters? Or is
no,
it?
It's like Sex and the City, where the fifth girl is the city.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
You got sure. Samantha, you got Carrie.
And then you got Silent Hill.
You got Silent Hill.
The other two.
Yeah.
I've never seen Sex and the City.
Silent Hill's the slutty one. She'll let anybody in.
Yeah. She's very mysterious, which is why the boys all like her. And Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a foot, so she can't have them.
Excuse me, sexually liberated. I shouldn't say slutty.
Right.
Yeah.
We can cut that in there.
That was a real Samantha move to say that, even.
Yeah. I've never seen the show.
Yeah, me neither.
I've definitely watched an episode or two with my mom, but...
I think I've seen more Star Wars than Sex and the City.
Oh, wow, that saves
that's very, that's a lot.
So you've seen less than 20 seconds of Sex and the City, is what you're saying?
you've seen less than two pictures of two characters who are completely unrelated. Yeah. anyway, the reason I had never played it is because I did not grow up with a PS1. My neighbor Adrian, though, who was my gateway drug into video games, he had a PS1, but no horror games. However, we did watch both Alien and Predator, which scarred me, and I used to wrap myself up in my Godzilla sleeping bag and sleep outside my dad's room when I got too scared to sleep in my room.
Okay.
Just a little scary.
A little fun anecdote about
scary
Peter.
Fact about me. When I used to get scared, I'd get in my Godzilla sleeping bag. Silent Hill itself, like I said, is often referred to as the main character of the series. And the town seems to take on a life of its own, behaving differently from game to game, which is what I said, why the enemies in the games cannot really be copy-pasted for wherever you want just because Pyramid Head is iconic. Because yeah. Pyramid Head is specific to that character, and that's why, and he's a manifestation of either a vice or a fear. And, I mean, sure, technically the same part, someone could walk in with exactly the same vices and fears, very unlikely,
yeah.
Which is why the kind of shuffling of enemies, the fact that the nurses and Pyramid Head are in the Silent Hill film makes no sense unless that lady is also, like, a sex pest.
Okay.
So, wait, the monsters can be manifestations of...
Of the fears of the people who go into the town.
Or vices.
Fears or vices. Yes.
Okay, so they're all, like, 20-year-olds with Bachelor of Arts degrees talking about drugs in the jungle and stuff? Or, oh no, that's just vice.
That's just vice.
Okay. That's just yeah. vice, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm really scared and sweaty, but what I think we're gonna do is I'm gonna lick this frog.
Yeah.
And, my interpreter here says it's okay. And then it cuts to him just throwing up into a river.
Yeah.
Like, I feel pretty high. Yeah. And he's still wearing the same, like, whatever, like, Duran Duran shirt.
Yeah.
Much of the town's troubles, however, like as with most things, much of the town's troubles stem from what would seem like a wholesome and innocent beginning, because it starts off as a fairly regular place. It starts off, after years of pursuing a drug kingpin, a detective manages to arrest him for murder, and a witness saw him murder an informant after getting information regarding the whereabouts of his former wife and son.
Okay.
So, Silent Hill 1, disappearing kid, Silent Hill 2... disappearing wife or dead wife who sends you a letter and you're just like, I should follow up on the return address. This isn't suspicious.
Okay, so this is the origins of the
this
town?
Is kind of where the troubles begin.
This is the town before the games.
Is it foggy yet?
No.
Not foggy.
No.
And
Silent
there
Hill.
A, there
Silent
was a
Hill.
Drug kingpin.
Still silent. Yeah. Still presumably a hill.
A hill.
Only fog that's there is all those dank clouds from the drug kingpin, man.
Oh,
word,
right,
word. Because
right.
He's hustling a lot of green, a lot of tree.
A lot of, yeah.
Yeah.
I like, in my head, my Rolodex full of words for weed, just like, I tried to pull one out and everything came out at the same time. I'm just like, fuck.
Tumbled all over the floor.
Reorganize your thoughts, Peter. The detective goes to the town and he is partnered with a former teacher turned detective, and the lead detective goes undercover in Silent Hill to find the kingpin's wife and offer her immunity in exchange for testifying.
Okay.
To this end, the detective's partner must act as a substitute teacher in the kingpin's son's kindergarten class, and the first Silent Hill deals with a lost child, which is a good parallel. Also, one of the main levels... What?
How do we get to the drug pin? The kingpin. Yeah. Oh, well, I think his kid's going to school. All right, we'll send a substitute teacher in there.
Yeah.
Through the kid, we'll get to the drug pin.
Yeah.
It's a dumb fucking setup, but
it's
whatever
wacky.
Works, right? Also, one of the major levels in Silent Hill 1 is an elementary school.
Yeah. Okay.
So this will be the second time I talk about stomach bugs. The first one was, of course, one of our BattleTech episodes in which a man invents lightspeed travel, then becomes a chef, and then dies of food poisoning.
Dies of food poisoning, yeah.
You know, fucking aim for the stars. Even if you miss, you can always die.
Become a chef and end up killing yourself.
You can always die buckled over in your toilet and die of dehydration.
Yeah.
The partner gets a terrible case of the stomach flu, falling ill at the last moment, so the lead detective takes her place. He becomes a much admired and cherished figure to the children, and the detective begins to fall with one of the parents named Joyce.
Okay.
Conversing with the gradually more trusting Joyce, the detective deduces that she is the wife of the drug kingpin, and one of the students is his son. The kingpin okay,
so
is...
So Joyce is mama crime lord.
Yeah.
Kingpin and son.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going undercover in the school to find this.
I thought, yeah, okay. That's fine.
And then the teacher found out, teacher met Joyce. How did Joyce enter the scene here?
Joyce is one of the moms of the children in the school. They knew the kid went to this elementary school.
Yeah.
And then the detective undercover started to chat up one of the hot single moms. Turns out she's not so single because she is married to a drug kingpin who is currently incarcerated.
Okay, so the whole operation was we're sending someone undercover at school, in the class where this kid is. You go meet the mom, and then you have an in to the drug kingpin.
You don't. That's not in the game. But
no, but this character.
Correct. The detective.
The detective.
Yes, the lead detective. Sadly, as these things often happen, the kingpin is liberated from prison and immediately travels to Silent Hill to search for his son. The kingpin starts a fire in the school library.
That's not how you search for your kid in a school. I'm going to pick my kid up.
My kid's very fast, so I'm figuring he'll be the first one out the door if I set fire to this elementary school.
Here, Joey, you stand outside with his net. I'm going to start a fire in there.
Catch the first kid.
When my kid comes out, just grab him with the net.
he's in his car outside. He doesn't want to have to go inside, so he just flicks his cigarette through the window.
Hey, come on, you little shit. Flicks it out the window.
Yes.
He starts a fire in the school library as a distraction to kidnap his own child. And like I mentioned, I had noted this down, but I'll mention it again.
You could just go pick him up.
He was breaking out of jail, remember? And his wife and his kid were trying to hide.
Okay, I didn't know he was breaking out of jail.
Well, he was liberated from prison.
Oh.
Yeah, because he was arrested by the detective for murder when he had killed a witness.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. One of the first Silent Hill's more infamous levels is the spooky elementary school. This is a true fact here. My call ID photo for my buddy Tall Peter, who I lived with for 2 years, is still him with his hands on our television to track the piano keys for the infamous Silent Hill piano puzzle.
Okay.
Because there is a puzzle in that game. There's a poem about birds, and there is a piano. And it's called Birds with No Voice. And it references ravens, magpies, pelicans, and seagulls.
Oh, so, black and white birds.
Black and white birds. And piano keys, as we know, ebony and ivory, right? Singing together in perfect harmony.
Yeah, I'm with
These
you.
Birds are referred to as No Voice. This puzzle is infamous among fucking everybody who's played it. It's famous. It's an infamous puzzle because it's so fucking confusing. Because you keep wanting to strike the keys that work. And it took us 45 minutes to understand you had to strike the keys that did not work.
The ones without voices.
Exactly. Right. So there's a picture I have of Peter sitting on the floor in front of our TV with his fingers on a fake piano so we could track the keys that he had, that we had to strike.
Yeah, that you knew didn't have voices.
It is at this point, so after the attempted kidnapping and the fire, it is at this point that it is revealed that I have misled you completely, and this is the summary of the 1990 comedy Kindergarten Cop.
It's not a song without birds.
No, this is not about Silent Hill at all. Okay. The reason I reference Kindergarten Cop and make you guys try to believe that is because Silent Hill, the first game, is packed to the gills with references to Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
that's
funny.
Cool.
Yeah. The front entrance of the school, the number 7 school bus, the front desk of the school, the first aid station in the school. Hallways and classrooms all appear as complete dead ringers for the movie Kindergarten Cop.
Of, like, just, like, the complete scenes.
That explains why the main character's voiced by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so this is why, when you asked if we could have a guest on who knew a lot about Silent Hill, I said no, because as soon as I found out that there were so many references to Kindergarten Cop, I knew that my opening, where I did not talk about Silent Hill, would get corrected at some point.
So none of this so far was in...
That's just a movie from the 90s.
What? Okay, yeah. Okay.
That is an Arnold Schwarzenegger
choice.
Comedy.
Oh, this will make sense.
I haven't even started.
Cooper.
Gotcha.
You got me. What do we do? I've
seen
that
both.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I haven't.
I haven't seen it in years, though.
No. But like, I had known this, and then I remember looking it up, and a video, I want to give credit, a video on the YouTube channel Pro Troller helped me condense everything.
Okay.
So I did. I'm going to give credit to those guys for giving me that, because I knew about all the Kindergarten Cop references. So I figured, while it is Halloween, I still wanted to make an absolute fucking meme out of it.
It's April Fool's and Halloween.
Woo! Crossover. Now we're going to get onto real information. Everything I say going forward is true, of course, by which I mean false, because Silent Hill is not a real place, but this is true in the fictional context.
Okay.
I'm sorry I misled you and any Silent Hill fans who made it this
betrayed,
far.
Honestly.
What?
I feel betrayed, honestly. I don't know. But the trust isn't there, Peter.
Silent Hill, the fake town, is in the real state, I'm led to believe, of Maine in the United States.
Lobsters.
Bordering the Toluca Lake. The governor of Maine in 1999, when the game was released, was Angus King.
Okay.
However, he may not have been governor during the events of the game, as an exact year is unknown. Going by a sign on a diner in the first game, however, it has to be at least after 1987, as a sign states that it has been open. It's one of those, like, family diner since 1987 things, which is not a sign you put up in January 1988.
No.
New Year's Day, 1988, since 1987.
That's it.
Congratulations.
Well, the restaurant business, there's a high turnover for starting up restaurants.
Yeah. You know, like... It's assumed to be in the mid-90s. Okay. The model of the Jeep that the main character drives, James, I believe his name is, James or Harry.
Okay.
Is like a between 1985 and 1991 Jeep. Okay. So it's somewhere in there, and it's got to be older than the restaurant.
My name's James, and I was born in 1991.
And you're Harry.
After that.
Yeah.
He is. He would be the bear in our relationship.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He's not as hairy as you.
As me?
No.
As
you. Yeah, I'm less hairy, but I'm more round.
A lot more comfortable to sleep on.
Yeah.
Silent Hill, being in North America, obviously, is located on what was once indigenous land and has always been an odd place. Pre-colonization, it was still the site of many rituals and was known as the place of the silent spirits.
So this is like an Indian burial ground?
No.
No?
No. It's not... what the fuck's that movie? Poltergeist, I think?
Yeah.
Is on an Indian burial ground? Yeah. No, it is... It has always been a ritual site. There has always been something paranormal going on there, regardless of what you believe in.
Okay.
So indigenous people thought it was a paranormal place compared to their own rituals. When the English showed up, they thought it was a paranormal place compared to not only their own beliefs, but also the beliefs of the natives.
Yeah.
So it's always been a little bit of a spooktacular.
Okay.
On
the witch country.
On the place of the silent spirits.
Okay.
Excuse me. I look at my sentence that I wrote down here. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What kind of idiot wrote this?
It's because I forgot to put quotes. The item, the Book of Lost Memories, describes the area around Toluca Lake where Silent Hill would end up as a place where natives would conduct their holiest rituals. So it's not necessarily evil.
Sacred ground.
But supernatural.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Little else is known, however. And what we now shift to post-colonial history, where there's a lot more writing, and the founding of Silent Hill itself.
Okay, so the colonial town of Silent Hill.
Yeah, with the first permanent British colony instituted at Jamestown, it was only a matter of time before colonists would make their way to this place of silenced spirits. And the late 1600s saw the arrival of settlers who would force the indigenous people from their sacred lands, predictably.
As settlers did
as they're
back
wont,
in the day.
As the British are wont to do.
Yeah.
Wherever the fuck they go.
Exactly.
These settlers would remain in the area until the turn of the century. Not only were the Native Americans forced to leave their home, some were killed, slaughtered, and massacred by the European settlers.
Spooky.
So now we're putting blood on the sacred ground.
On sacred ground.
Yeah. The sacred ground was already an Indian burial ground.
No, it was not an Indian burial ground.
It was
a
always
sacred
been
site.
It's a paranormal site.
Yeah. Sacred site to who, though? Who was there before other than the Native Americans?
Oh, nobody before that.
Yeah, so I guess it is like... Yeah. So it's established by the Native Americans.
Spooky. Well, not established. They recognized it. Mm-hmm. It was already spooky, and they were like, we're going to make this where we do our rituals, because...
Yeah.
It's like where like ley lines were or something.
But like, don't they have like zoning people and stuff? Like,
yeah.
Someone had to decide that
they
that
have
was
a permit to do that there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ghost, your forms aren't quite in order here. You're going to have to take these back to Town Hall and get them re-verified.
We're going to have you haunt across the way there.
Yeah, that's it. This is a residential area, the haunting area.
We put up our longhouse.
Yeah.
You're really going to have to shift over here.
Yeah.
Maybe these trees over here.
Classic white people.
I thought we were still talking about the natives who didn't have zoning permits.
Yeah, it would have been the, yeah.
Yeah, oh. They kicked the ghosts out, and then we kicked them out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We use our zoning permits.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Trump theirs.
Take that.
We did the Uno reverse direction card and
exactly.
Use their own permits against them.
Christopher Columbus shows up with just an Uno deck. Yeah,
that was my visualization of it, too.
Sorry, guys. I just drew a better hand. Yeah. Better luck next time.
Look at this. Pick up a four.
Yeah. It's like playing Trouble. Like it's like hits the peg. Back to start.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In 1692... around the time of the Salem witch trials in Massachusetts, a woman named Jennifer Carroll was accused of witchcraft and burned alive. Which,
happened in those days.
Yeah. And where better place to do it than someplace that is already confirmed basically to be haunted?
Probably anywhere else is a better place to do it,
I
would say.
Yeah, I mean, how much boiled blood does it take to enrage already pre-existing spirits?
It seems like one witch.
Very, very little.
One witch's, right?
Yeah. One witch worth.
Yeah.
It's about one witch length high, about two witch length wide.
Yeah.
She would eventually become a saint of the order, which is a cult.
Oh, sorry.
And major power in the area.
Oh, sorry. I was stuck on the boiled blood. Move on.
No.
What happens when you boil blood? Like, the water goes out of it, and then it's like, what?
Thick.
It probably thickens and leaves
thick
like a
two
crust.
C's, yeah.
Ugh.
2 cc's of blood.
Doctor
joke.
Boil blood?
Dr. Peter in the house.
Why would you want to boil? Jamie's still over there. Why would they boil
if it's
blood?
Inside a witch? It just gets boiled
inside a witch
by
that
association. Jesus.
Okay, I'm caught up.
Yeah. Oh, that was my confusion.
Yeah.
I forgot witches had blood in them. Yeah. That was the thing.
When the outside of a witch gets hot, you're saying the inside gets hot too?
How's that? I don't understand the transitive property at all.
Okay, but whatever. We'll follow the story so far.
I don't get it, but go on.
Shortly thereafter, all we know is that boiled witch blood into your spooky soil. No bueno.
Makes for
okay,
spooky
you're doing
town.
This thing where you try and simplify it for me, but you make me way more lost. So yeah. What's going on right now?
They burned a witch.
Yeah, they burned a witch.
Right?
Yeah.
It's bad. It's literally all he said.
In 1692, and starting in the 700s, things start to get much worse, because we already know this place is haunted AF.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yes.
And it is still unknown whether these spirits were benevolent or malevolent to begin with. But what we do know about spirits, and this is just common fucking knowledge, okay, is that blood will drive them to madness and hauntings.
That is true. Yeah. That's what they're always going for. They're always like looking for that high.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you do so much meth, you turn into a bit of a tweaker.
Yeah. And the same thing with ghosts.
Same thing with ghosts. They're all tweakers.
They have a thing where they show up in like a high school gymnasium and they're just like, "Hey, hi, my name is the ghost of some dead Indian guy and I haven't touched boiled witch blood in over 300 years."
Yeah.
Hi, ghost of a
there's like
some Indian guy.
There's a beast from Bloodborne sitting in the back.
Yeah. You got a vampire, you have a Frankenstein's monster.
All the universal
you
monsters.
You got a zombie, you got a mummy.
Yeah.
You got a guy who just likes blue steak.
That's it.
one of those weird Parisian guys.
French people?
Yeah, you heard it here first. Parisian people like their steaks blue, I guess. I don't know.
Is that not true?
That's why they call it cordon bleu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I think that's the association I made, but I might just be an idiot.
I don't know what we're talking about.
No, okay. So, witch is dead. Ghost like blood.
Ghost like blood. Well, ghost like blood, it turns them into tweakers, and that's why ghosts are always like, when you watch movies, they're always like slamming open cupboard doors and stuff, because it's like they're a tweaker that doesn't know what they're looking for, and they're just like, ah, I know it left it here somewhere, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like ripping all the drawers out and everything.
Making the lights flicker.
Yeah, yeah. Light on. No, I don't need that. Oh, fuck, I don't know what's going on.
Very indecisive.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, 1692, burned a witch, for the quick recap there. An epidemic, obviously, would sweep through the area in the 1700s, and Silent Hill would be abandoned. So it turns out witch burnings, ill-advised.
Bad.
Mostly because witches aren't real and just burning an innocent woman, but also curses of land. That fucked up too.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Even if witches are real.
Yeah.
Hell hath no fury like a woman burned.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
scorched.
Hell hath no fury like the spirits upon which you burned an innocent woman.
Yeah.
Several hundred years ago.
After about a century, however, people were just like, what's the half-life of ghosts? Can we go back yet? Is it safe? It's like Chernobyl, where they're just like, I don't know.
I read a fact about Chernobyl, just fun fact in the middle here. They had to unplug, like, the water. There's, like, basically big old bathtub plugs in the bottom, and it was completely radiated, all the water, and they needed to drain this to help, like, clean the site or whatever. And three people went in to unplug it, and it was supposed to be a death mission. They were supposed to die right away. All three of them lived. One of them died in 2005. Two of them are still alive.
Yeah, two of them are still
alive. Wow.
That is... Yeah.
Who the fuck, other than the Soviets, would knowingly hire three divers for a suicide mission?
Yeah. They gotta do it, though. They did the same thing in Fukushima when that reactor got compromised. They were gonna send divers in.
Can they not just use a robot with arms on it?
No.
Not then,
not
I guess.
Effectively. Mm. But, there was, like... Four old scientists who came, or engineers who came out of retirement
to die.
Yeah, they volunteered because they were like, you shouldn't go down there and get cancer, because, like, I think it's like when you're exposed to those levels of radiation, like it's like 99% cancer in the next like 15 or 20 years or something.
Oh, okay, but they'll outlive. Oh, they'll die before that.
That's it.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Already like 80 years old. They're like, let us go, kind of thing.
That is gonna make a very good Tom Hanks movie one day.
Yeah, when he plays old Japanese man.
Yeah, well, whatever. Hollywood's Hollywood, dude.
Don't you mean Scarlett Johansson?
Is this going to be such a good Scarlett Johansson movie? I don't know what the fuck is wrong with her agent, but we'll talk about this afterwards. After about a century, some colonists decided to go back and establish a penal colony there. Because they were just like, some weird shit happens, but who cares about prisoners?
Who cares what happens to prisoners? Yeah,
exactly. And the name Silent Hill was finally used for the first time since the natives were driven out. So they gave it an official name. The pre-Silent Hill name is not known, which is why I've been calling it Silent Hill this entire time.
Okay.
However, in the 1800s is when they officially called it Silent Hill when they built
a prison there.
Tiny little landlocked Australia there.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh. That's a fun thing to call Australia.
Silent Hill or a penal colony.
A penal colony. I meant to
that's
say
a
that's,
funny
a,
thing
that's to... a fun little thing to call a prison, is a tiny little landlocked
Australia. But I got it backwards.
Penal colony is a funny thing to call a jail or prison.
It is. Sounds like penis.
Penalization. it is unknown, however, if this is based on the English translations, the English translation of the native words, place of the silenced spirits, or Lore Boys canon. I wrote in a fan theory here, which is canon, if you're listening to this. If the spirits themselves perhaps influenced the name of the area in both the indigenous tongue and in English.
What are the spirits saying? Nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Silent Hill!
Aha. turns out Silent Hill is not about ghosts.
Yeah.
It is all just a bunch of people completely misunderstanding things.
Yeah, yeah. What did the spirits say? They called it, they said, welcome to our hill. Please keep the noise down.
It was like a hotel.
Yeah.
They all just want to rest. That's why all the bad stuff happens.
Yeah, that's it.
One
librarian snapped and just went off the rails. Like, everyone's making too much fucking noise on this.
As soon as they elected her as mayor,
yeah.
It just turned into a dictatorship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh no, he's not the one who burned the whole library down. Someone burned it.
The drug lord did. Yeah, yeah, exactly. The drug lord did. That was a kindergarten cop. Damn it. In 1820, Maine officially became a state. Hooray for Maine! And then in 1861, the American Civil War broke out.
Okay.
So more death, more bloodshed.
I have heard
the country.
Of this.
Yes. Oh, you may have heard of the American Civil War.
I've never played Silent Hill, but I have heard of this.
Yes. I didn't finish Silent Hill. I don't know when Robert E. Lee shows up.
Okay. Yeah.
But to my knowledge, he was a character in Civil War.
All right. He would manifest as one of my fears, I think. So.
Not much of a comic book guy. myself. Okay. And I don't think I've seen that entire movie all the way through. Pretty sure Robert E. Lee's in there. I think he plays Iron Man.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Robert something.
Yeah, right after he got out of rehab.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys lost me.
It's okay.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We know you haven't seen those movies. That's a very clever joke.
We just assume you're lost all the time. You don't need to announce it.
In 1867, also, happy birthday, Canada. That's when I think Confederation in Canada was 1867.
Sounds right.
1897, maybe.
I don't know why you're quizzing me on history.
Lore Boys canon, Canada always existed.
I'm okay. A marketing major.
Yeah, I'm an artist. But. In 1867 is when things
Peter,
start.
Let's not get carried away.
Start cartoonists. Excuse me. Don't want to toot my own horn. In 1867 is when the real spooks start to come in here. A Cherokee woman named Enola used an American woman as a vessel to rebirth her deceased daughter Awanita, and Awanita came out appearing as a skull. Held up by a black silhouette with wild hair and long needle-like fingernails.
That'd be pretty traumatizing for the mother.
Yep, and what the original mother, and not to mention the woman who carried this baby and had to bear it. She is believed to have been created by Silent Hill itself. So after the sacrifices and the penal colony and the forcing people out and the genocide and the civil war, the ghosts within Silent Hill were just like, we've had enough.
That's it.
All right, it's time for some hauntings.
That's
time,
it.
Time to manifest people's guilt.
Battery's been on charge long enough. Try the ignition now.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, exactly.
Surrogate spooks coming your way.
Yeah, exactly.
This plays into the whole, it manifests your greatest fear, because that probably would be the greatest fear for like a pregnant woman, right? Would be like a dead baby. So like the fact that it comes out with like a skull for a face.
It has a skull for a face, yeah.
Oh.
And is mostly just a shadow.
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, around 1890, people start to disappear.
Okay.
So this whole rebirth ritual, I mean, the ghosts had took some time to get their shit together, and they're like, okay, 23 years. Why not?
23 years, and then we go.
And then we go. We need a solid plan on how to fuck with people, presumably forever.
Yeah.
Maybe transport them into another dimension. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
We'll figure out the logistics later.
Maybe we'll just spook them. Maybe we'll make cutlery fall off, shudder and fall off the table.
Yeah. Who
maybe
knows?
We'll flicker the lights on and off.
Put all the chairs on the table. I don't know.
Maybe we'll suck them into an alternate dimension and manifest their greatest fears.
Yeah. We'll take a vote on it later.
Yeah. That's it. We'll figure it out. Well, it's going to be one of those, I think. But
Democratic ghosts. It did take 4.5 terms.
Yeah.
of ghost presidents for them to come to an actual decision
before the ghost Democrats got a majority and were able to affect a plan there.
Well, the House of Ghosts, Ghost Congress, and the Ghost White House.
Oh, they controlled all three branches of ghost government.
It's in Maine. I don't know. So in 1890 is when people start to disappear.
Okay.
Without explanation.
Okay.
It's just like, oh, I'm going out to get cigarettes, but the cigarettes is ghosts.
And actually, the cigarettes are coming to get me.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Turns out the cigarettes are going to kill me, which is also true, but I mean in a supernatural way.
Yeah. It's a metaphor. It really is a metaphor mid-reel. That's all the fog in Silent Hill is cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
And Silent Hill
is a very long-winded 8-game series of anti-smoking ads. You know, don't believe that.
I didn't say anything. I'm egging you on. I'm being your cheerleader here.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then in the 1900s, seemed to bring with them the largest spike in strange activity in Silent Hill, and also the surrounding area, which would include Toluca Lake.
Okay.
It was during this period that the order that I mentioned very briefly earlier, who worshipped the burned witch, Mrs. Carroll, I believe. What the hell was her name?
Mrs. Carroll was
Jennifer
the burned
witch? Jennifer Carroll was the woman accused of... She
witchcraft.
Was never a convicted witch. She was simply accused.
Sounds like she was convicted.
Well, she was burned to death, but
so,
I mean...
A jury must have convicted her at some point, yeah, right?
Is there really a trial in those?
No, I don't agree with the... I don't think there was due process, but I'm going to go ahead and say she was convicted.
I'm saying the witch trials was fucking kangaroo court. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever.
I won't fight you on that one.
I think she was convicted, actually.
Oh, yeah.
What? Like a confection oven?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an easy bake. Weed's
easy.
Legal. Yeah. Easy bake. Weed's legal.
Yeah.
My drug of choice at 6:30 is caffeine. Right. The Order, mentioned earlier.
Worships.
Worships Carol. Jennifer Carroll as one of their saints. And they started to get a lot of power in the area, politically. And they started to seem to both strengthen and corrupt the power that had long existed in the area. Remember, this spookiness has been around since before humans arrived in North America. Yeah. It presumably was already here when natives migrated into the Americas.
They were spooking deers and spooking rabbits and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
No rabbit could have like a nice Halloween. They would get too spooked.
Far too spooky. Far too
rabbits spooky. Die from being scared a lot, actually. Yeah. That sucks.
Well, that's just sad.
Yeah.
Well, that's really like a snake eating its own tail, you know, because like rabbits show up, get spooked, die, feed into the ground, make it even spookier.
And then it's filled with rabbit ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's rabbit ghosts.
It's rabbits all the way down.
Yeah, just rabbit bones. Yeah. The prison that was established closed down in the 1900s as well for the spookiest reason, possible water damage.
Oh
no!
As a homeowner, this terrifies me.
Yeah, it should. And then the Silent Hill Historical Society was built on that site. Silent Hill was to become a tourist trap.
You know, it sounds like a great place to build a tourist trap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people disappear all the time. That's a trap to me.
They have a nice, like, symmetrical acronym for their society. It's SHHS.
Silent Hill Historical Society. Yeah. Holy
moly. It's a palindrome, too. Yeah. Very good. I like to think of a tourist trap as one of those pits filled with pointy sticks, but there's also flyers down there. Like, or like, there's also brochures. Yeah. You can read while you bleed to death.
That's it. Yeah. Shitty snow globes and like...
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
It's like a snow globe on like a delicately crafted pile of leaves, and like when you step into it, like a rope grabs your foot.
Yeah. And inside the snow globe is just like a generic looking person hanging from a tree.
Yeah.
Just like, it's just you.
Yeah.
Coming back to palindromes, you know, palindrome, you read it frontwards and backwards, both ways it spells acronym.
Yeah.
I thought that would get Ethan, but to be honest.
Oh, tough crowd, tough crowd. Yeah. Jeez. And then in 1911, according to legend, miners discover mysterious symbols carved into the walls of a limestone grotto in the aptly named Superstition Caverns.
What are all these young kids doing down in the caverns? Miners, stupid joke.
Oh. Sorry, that went way over my head that time. I was like,
we both missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
just cut in a laugh track.
Yeah.
We'll need it.
Miners, over 18.
Yeah.
Working legally.
We're illegally working miners.
Discovered a mystery in a limestone grotto that they called Superstition Cavern before they discovered the weird markings. Just like
revisionist history.
Yeah,
hey, miners are a superstitious lot, you know. So
they are. Yeah. They keep those canaries around. It's for good luck or
exactly.
something. I don't know.
That's why they do.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck they got them down there.
Well, every time the canary dies, all the miners die too. So
okay, but they gotta be right.
They must be good luck.
There's
right?
got to be some power in that. Yeah,
and it's just something they can't see too. That's actually really cool. I like that a lot. Yeah.
Maybe future archaeologists, when they're looking back,
think of the canaries as tiny foremen.
That's it.
Driving vast.
Well, I wasn't gonna say that. I was gonna say good luck charms, but I like where you're going.
Or
with this
giant hyper evolved bird aliens come down and are just like, aha, we used to be the masters of this planet.
That's it.
Driving our human slaves.
Future historians will determine that canaries came down from space and were using humans as their slaves to extract minerals from the earth so they could use on their spaceship.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about for sure when we were talking about canaries being good luck.
That's what I was talking about.
Aliens are lucky when you think about it.
I mean, I think that would be very good. Oddly enough, one of the joke endings for Silent Hill 1 is the main character being abducted by aliens.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact I opened this episode with Kindergarten Cop, it might not be ridiculous to assume that our artwork about Silent Hill is bird aliens. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, doesn't make it. Who cares?
You can do it.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
I'm not sure how bird aliens are connected to Kindergarten Cop. Just that they're both not related to Silent Hill?
Well, Kindergarten Cop and aliens are both tangentially related to Silent Hill. What with one, the references, and two, the joke ending where you are abducted by aliens.
Okay.
So.
I didn't know there was aliens in Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, at the end, if you watch the post-credits scene, Arnie is abducted by aliens.
Oh.
Then it goes into Predator.
Okay, yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
That is a lie.
No, I don't believe you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We believe you, Peter.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
We got
not going to trick us again.
After finding these spooky markings in Superstition Cavern, as if, it led to speculation about the occult. So now, all of a sudden, the Order, despite their name, now people are getting a little bit like, maybe these guys are kind of some, to tie it back, a couple of odd birds.
Yeah.
Hey.
You know those guys who call themselves the Order and wear black robes and worship a centuries-old dead witch who was burned at the stake?
Yeah.
I don't think they're on the up and up, honestly.
Yeah.
I think they're weird guys.
Yeah, they're very odd people. I don't trust them.
They don't really sync up with my good Christian values.
Yeah.
Therefore, they must be bad.
Of worshiping people who were sacrificed. soon after, obviously, a series of unfortunate accidents and reports of mysterious creatures forced the Gillespie Coal and Iron Company to suspend mining operations.
Okay.
You do go into the Gillespie Coal Mine in Silent Hill 1. So it is still a location, but it is closed down and still scary.
Okay.
So
scary it'll make you dizzy.
Yeah, Mothman and Sasquatch are apparently bad for morale. When they see them around, it's like...
Are Mothman, like... That's a well-known spooky guy from...
Mothman is... with the release of Fallout 76 coming out in West Virginia. Mothman is a West Virginia bug thing that apparently has appeared on a particular bridge several times. And I think after some sightings, the bridge collapsed. Oh. It's like a bad... It's like an ill omen, dark spirit sort of thing is the Mothman.
When you see a man with a bug for a face,
he's quite
run
cool
away.
Looking. Yeah, he's quite cool looking. And he's going to be one of the enemies in Fallout 76.
Oh, I feel like it was something created by like a dad just so people would turn off their lights when they're not in the room or something.
Yeah, that's it. The Mothman will get you.
he's very easily defeated. Mothman had a reign of terror before we invented lights.
Yeah.
However, as soon as we got those, it was just fucking over.
Well, no, that's why you got to turn him off so he doesn't show up.
But wouldn't he just like slam into the ceiling a bunch of times?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
And then you're just like,
lamp.
Oh, get him out. It's like, I don't want to hurt him. Just get Mothman on a big newspaper and dump him outside. During 1918, one of the first tourist accidents occurred. So this tourist trap lived up to its name.
Okay.
On Toluca Lake, a ship known as the Little Baroness went missing, and its fate is completely unknown.
Probably went to the fog dimension, right?
Toluca Lake is not a large place. I don't know. It's still unknown. It has not made an appearance in any of the
games.
But
if we're guessing, right?
Probably the fog dimension.
Probably the fog dimension.
Everybody's super fucking dead.
I just don't feel like... I just don't know why the wiki would mention it if it wasn't...
It's just spooky.
Going to the fog dimension.
Spooky history.
Spooky history.
Spooky history.
He actually just went to Jersey, you know, like...
Ugh. That's much worse.
Much worse.
Pronounced Joyzy.
Joyzy.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Say it right.
Sorry.
We don't want to offend anybody.
I'm three-quarters.
Pronounce their words properly.
I'm three-quarters French-Canadian. You have to excuse me.
No, the Little Baroness simply vanished. Toluca Lake is not a large lake. You can see both shores from either side, and a ship full of tourists managed to vanish.
Okay.
And has never been heard from again. It is completely gone.
Hmm.
I guess this is just Loreboy's spitballing here, not even really Loreboy's canon. Possibly their spirits are part of the scary shit that happened in-game. Unconfirmed. I'm just thinking of that now. Maybe they're in the spirit realm and manifest as some of the horrible monsters.
Kaiba sent them to the shadow realm. I gotcha.
Yeah.
It's all one big pool of spirits, right? Like... It's
like a big lake of spirits.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
Are you guys talking? Is this a reference that I'm missing now?
Toluca is Cherokee for dead tourist.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
I was just saying, like my thing.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No. It's not important. I was saying like maybe it's not individual ghosts, but more just like a giant pool of like spiritual energy kind of thing.
Like,
so it's not a specific person being a monster. It's just the spirits as a whole.
It's just like ectoplasm.
Yeah, it's okay. A lake. Yeah. Like,
don't drink out of that lake. It's ghosts. The water's bad for you.
Yeah.
Closer to the events of the
first... Don't drink out of that lake. wasn't gonna.
Closer to the events of the first game, staff members of a PR company hired to promote Silent Hill as perfectly safe and completely lacking in cult-related murders... We're both found dead.
Yeah. I love that. Just like, welcome to Silent Hill. Absolutely no cult-related murders. Yeah. It's like billboard on the side of the highway.
Both those people are dead. Ruled as accidents, obviously.
Yeah.
it's currently unknown how close together the deaths were, though they were most likely have been days apart, given the sensationalism that surrounded them. Shortly after occurring, rumors began to circulate that the town's religious cult may have been involved.
No, we swear to God, we were doing our own thing in the church, and then out back we heard some screaming, and we came outside. It turns out the guy cut out his own heart on our altar
and drained all his blood upside down into the dirt.
Yeah, I don't know. It was the damnedest thing. Crazy accidents, I tell you.
Super weird.
Don't run with scissors. That's all I can say.
He got strung up by one of those rope hoops. Yeah, that's it. Trying to buy a snow
globe. All these damn tourist traps.
I don't know why we leave these out. Stupid fucking. Just a bear trap with a camera stuck in it.
A little Kodak, yeah.
Yeah, with the printout is like a guy being mutilated. That might be good art, actually. Tourist trap. That sounds like fun. Jamie, you look like you were going to say something.
Well, it's so far past now that it would be stupid for me to say it.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It would be stupid for you to say something.
it's improv, right? You're not supposed to make a joke about something that someone said, 2 minutes ago, but... lakes.
I can really relate to that.
Hey, what we understand now at present is that Silent Hill is still a fairly busy tourist town despite the death of the PR team, the disappearances of tourists.
That probably builds hype, though, you know what I mean? Because if you hear that about a town that especially a town like Salem Light, you know? Cause, people go to Salem, Oregon because
caffeine-free Salem,
Massachusetts, because they're like, oh my God, they burned witches back then. It's so spooky, you know? And the town really leans into it. So I'm sure if those same people who would go to Salem hear there's this town where people disappear all the time. You might not even necessarily believe it. It might sound like PR hype and you might still decide to go kind of thing.
And I'm just thinking, do you think any of the families of the burned witches get royalties for how rich the town is getting off of all the burned...
Hey,
sorry we burned your great-great-great-grandmother for no fucking reason. Here's a check for $30. Yeah. a class action lawsuit against the witch trials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
I guess you'd
that's a good episode title.
You'd sue the Protestant church, I guess.
They don't have much.
They're no Catholics. I'll give.
Yeah, they're no Catholics. Do they have a castle with a wizard in it?
Yeah, they're not. They're not the Sugar Church.
No, Sugar Padre. Come on. Come on.
Sugar Father.
however, the games take place in what was mentioned earlier as the Fog World, and also the Other World, created by the power that the natives and the Order now worship. These places are corrupted by a person's own psyche. Their fears and vices are represented as physical monsters, and that can actually physically harm them. So in the first game, you're looking for your daughter. Some of the monsters in Silent Hill 1 that appear in the elementary school from Kindergarten Cop are little kids, and you have to beat them to death or else they will kill you. There's also pterodactyl enemies. Never finished the game. Not sure what that means.
Okay.
But sure.
Scared of your past.
Harry, I believe, is the... Oh, yeah. Scared of the way far past.
Yeah, that's it.
Back when my great exponent 13 grandfather was some sort of fucking Cretaceous shrew.
Yeah.
I was very afraid of pterodactyls.
Worry about that all
me off a tree branch.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Constant fear.
From what I understand, the protagonist in Silent Hill 2 as well, Harry Mason, is kind of has some weird perversions, which is why a lot of the monsters are fetishistic. He's got the sexy nurses with their bandage heads, and Pyramid Head is seen, when he's not trying to kill you, having sex with some kind of monster that is just two lower halves of a woman fused at the belly button.
So it's just
two legs and a vagina on either side.
I'm all
and he's like
that.
Having sex with it.
What does Pyramid Head look like? Because the only Pyramid Head cosplay I've seen, it was a girl in a bikini wearing a Pyramid Head.
Not much like that.
No.
He doesn't
that
have
might
a shirt.
Be an interpretation, but I'd have to redo. Okay.
I don't remember Pyramid Head being a sexy lady, but maybe.
Well, you said perversions, right? So I thought it might be the thing.
It's like Joe Rogan podcast. Jamie, pull up the clip.
Yeah, yeah.
Pyramid Head looks a lot like he's like a shirtless man with a butcher's apron on and a huge knife, a big rusted metal
pyramid
casing his head.
Oh, pyramid.
And then
head,
he okay. just, yeah, he's got a pyramid for a head.
Wow.
Wowie wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Actually, he's just wearing a hockey mask. Stupid. This is where I said earlier, this is in the fog world and in the other world, which is where the games often take place. The environment, too, is altered to suit the subconscious and its current victim or victims, because in Silent Hill 1, there's also a police officer in there, and she is not part of Silent Hill. She is the one who finds your car crash and follows you in the fog.
Yeah, she was from The Walking Dead.
In the movie, it is the woman who plays Andrea is the cop, yeah. Mm. She's burned at the stake in the film.
Wow. That's bad.
By the order.
Blur.
And as such, the other world may appear anywhere from slightly to majorly different, depending on the person there.
Okay.
The other world is frequently, however, depicted as a dark, decaying, and oppressive ruined universe, parallel to the fog world. So in the school, when you complete the piano puzzle, you have like a dimensional shift where the hallways become covered in like old, dried, kind of rusty-looking blood and gore.
Okay.
And then there's rusted chain-link fences all over the place. So the environment does shift, as well as doors that were locked are now unlocked, and vice versa. So it
turns into, like, public school.
Yeah, it's like a public school.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It shifts from private school to public school.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Nobody's got uniforms. Yeah. It's fucking anarchy.
No more pianos.
No more pianos, no. It's all just recorders in, like, a drum of Listerine to clean the tip. That would be it. That is the history of Silent Hill.
So spooky.
I don't like horror games, I'm realizing.
Well, you're not supposed to enjoy it. You like the rush, but not the themes of
I like the
murder
spook.
And...
I like getting spooked.
Yeah,
your perversions coming after you.
I don't know. As a kid, I could never play them, so I think that's why I didn't play the Silent Hill games. I had the PlayStation 1, but... too spooky for me.
Silent Hill, even the first one, despite the fact that graphics make all the polygon people look like they're made of origami with like really sharp corners.
Pyramid Head wasn't actually supposed to be Pyramid Head.
If we could have made him Sphere Head, we would.
Yeah, he was going to be Sphere Head.
Just not possible on the PS2.
No. Oh, it's PS2. Okay.
Yeah, PS1, there is no monster hunting you the whole time. There's several monsters, but it's more of an atmospheric thing. In Silent Hill 2, Pyramid Head, is falling around, much like the Nemesis.
I was just going to say, in
Resident Evil 3.
It sounds like the Nemesis. Yeah.
Cool.
So, Ethan, if I wanted to hunt you down as a manifestation of your perversions, where would I do that?
Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. Tweet at me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jambo?
Yeah, if you wanted to find me, twitch.tv/theloreboys, THELoreboys. Or on the loreboys.com is our other thing. That's the best place to do it.
Yeah. I'm at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. I am the cartoonist at theloreboys.com. First try. Got it.
You did it.
Yeah, I fuck up our domain every single time, except this time, which is good.
I just wanted to say thanks to all the Twitch people who made donations as well, because we made our first purchase. We invested back into the stream, got ourselves a capture card.
Yeah, big thanks to Pony as well for selling us his capture card, because he has upgraded, or will be shortly upgrading, to an integrated one, a PCI Express capture card, where we got his old...
You have to tell everyone how much better his setup is than ours.
Twitch.tv/... PWNY plays.
Yes.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's much worse than us. You should just follow us instead. Actually, he's terrible.
He's follow material. He's not sub material.
Yeah.
He's not sub material like we are. You know what I mean?
He's a real, B minus to our B plus.
Yeah.
We'll be the doms. You be our subs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
speaking of Twitch, we are doing the Extra Life marathon stream event November 3rd. We'll be streaming for charity, a local Montreal charity. It's kids, sick kids, basically. We're going to try and get them less sick.
Sick kids are the worst kids. We're trying to make them into healthy kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, these kids are sick. They're ripping blunts, doing skateboard tricks.
Because it's legal now. We want more. No, that's not true. We don't want more sick kids.
Fuck no.
No.
So we're doing a charity stream for that. We don't have a huge goal, but if you want us to stop by and just say hi and keep us company while we're streaming for way longer than we've ever tried to stream before.
We're doing, our current estimate is 16 hours.
16 hours. I think if we break that, I'll go for 24, but...
I'm probably willing to. I mean, it's going to be a nice mix of a variety of games, PC and PlayStation. Definitely a little bit of IRL stuff as we try and survive in the same room together and not starve to death. We don't have any solid games picked out yet. I definitely want to do I will reinstall Warframe and do some of that for PC. I'm going to do Bloodborne New Game Plus because I haven't touched it since I beat it. I don't know if you have anything that you want to do. This is all subject to change, but that's what I'd like to do.
We're just spitballing at this point. I was thinking, like, since we get together on a Saturday anyways, we could always just record a little Lore Boys cast, but we'll see. We'll see what Arsus like set up.
Maybe a little bit of behind the scenes action. Who knows? That's been requested before.
Yeah.
I definitely actually just popped into my head. I bought Darkest Dungeon and have only played for under an hour, and I know you love it, and
that's
just got it. So we might do some Darkest Dungeon
as
well. It's 2 days after Halloween. Just some spooky detox.
Exactly. So the schedule is forthcoming, but November 3rd. If you want to stop by twitch.tv/loreboys, we'll be there. All day, all night, partying. Yeah.
Party.
By the time you wake up on that Saturday, we should be already live and good to go. So.
Yeah.
And for anyone at home who wanted to empty their wallet before the charity event starts.
If you're not into financing sick kids, but into financing healthy kids.
Into financing some sick kids.
Sick kids.
We do offer Lore Boys Premium, which is a subscription-based service for all our most diehard fans out there. This week, we are offering you the chance of a boat, which just turned up full of tourists in behind my apartment the other day. It just appeared out of nowhere. So I figure I'm giving away the boat, and you can keep all the tourists. They're all dead.
Yeah.
But you can keep their bodies and all their possessions, I think.
I think it should be a two-tier thing. I know we discussed this earlier, but it should be you could have the boat or the tourists. Or if you just want to buy everything, you can buy it with the tourist, but at a premium.
Yeah, so we're offering anybody who is subscribed to Lore Boys Premium for $59.99 a month. You just go to our web store, and you'll see the boat and dead tourists there.
Yeah, some of them have IDs on them. So.
Yeah, we are offering. I think we're going to offer a bundle package that should be up by the end of the week, though.
Yeah.
So,
or it's like Humble Bundle, where it's like anything, pay any amount you want for the boat, and then pay more than the average of $561, and you get the dead tourists with it.
But
if somebody pays more than you. Later down the line, and you show up to be less than the average at a later date, we're taking the bodies back.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like an auction.
I mean, the other person paid more, so the average went up.
Also, I'd like to once again, our numbers have been doing fucking fantastic. We provably because we don't have all of our numbers from our old host, we have passed. Way past now, 10,000 downloads,
mm-hmm.
coming up on 11,000 downloads. Thank you so much,
Thank
everybody.
You guys, yeah.
Yep. I'll keep doing it. We love it. We love doing this. What you could do for us, obviously, is leave us a review on your podcast app, simply to take advantage of the algorithm and get even more of those sweet, sweet downloads.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of fun doing this, and we appreciate...
You listening.
Yeah, I was going to say, we appreciate the effort, but
we don't care if you listen or not. All we care about is the downloads.
Yeah, give me them numbers, girls.
Hey, push those earbuds in. I love you.
Give me them digits.
slide those little nubs further into your ear holes, baby.
Yeah, and that constitutes a Lore Boys.
Lore Boys.
Halloween out.
Oh.
This episode's going to be spooky. If your nipples...
And it's like a really high pitch.
Yeah.
Let me out.
That's what Jamie's twin is that he consumed in utero.
Yeah. Still alive.
I absorbed his soul through my nerves.
Through your nerves, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the scariest things, imagine you were courting a very beautiful woman.
Okay, I'm imagining this fantasy.
Yeah. You get like a month in.
Teeth on her nipples.
Yeah. Yeah.
Called it.
Yeah.
What?
100%.
What?
That's what you were saying?
That's what I was going to get to. You get her undressed the first time. Yeah. And she just got circular mouths with rows of teeth.
Like lampreys?
Yeah, right in those happy lumps on her chest.
Ugh, no.
I've always wanted to kill a demon.
Yeah, I suppose that's when you get out the Bible and the silver dagger.
Yeah.
How did you know where I was going with it?
Yeah, that was a good call, Pete. You cut him off right at that pass.
I was trying to set up like the intro still.
Stop your joke right there. Were you about to say nipples filled with teeth?
Yeah. Okay, let's save this separately.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods
for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.